In the lead-up to the close of the year of faith, Pope Francis on Saturday presided over a gathering of catechumens in St. Peter's Basilica. With a select group of men and women, the Holy Father celebrated the rite of acceptance into the Order of Catechumens. This was followed by the Liturgy of the Word, then a catechesis delivered by the Holy Father on the Gospel of John. Father Gino Silva is an official for the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization. As the Year of Faith comes to its close, Father Silva reflected on some of the fruits he has witnessed over the course of the year.
This Year of Faith has been such a time of grace for the Universal Church, and I know for all of us here at the Pontifical Council for Promoting New Evangelization, it has been such a personal grace for all of us, because we have met so many women and men from all over the world that have come here to Rome, have made a pilgrimage to the tomb of the Apostle Peter, have taken up Pope Benedict's invitation to come to Rome, and have been here and have been able to be inspired and learn from Pope Francis. And so it's just been a tremendous experience. And I think for all of us, what has been so special is to have been able to see the hundreds of thousands of people that have come to the tomb of the Apostle Peter, have experienced moments of catechesis, have received the sacrament of reconciliation, have been able to be in the presence of Pope Francis and to be inspired by him. And how many women and men have said that it has been a time to reawaken their own faith, but also has been an opportunity to strengthen them in their conviction to communicate the faith to others and to invite people to come to know the person of Jesus Christ and the great joy that comes from a life lived in faith. And it's certainly the joy that emanates from Pope Francis that we feel in his every word, and we want to share that with all the world. So again, it's just been such an opportunity of grace to reawaken in all of our lives, in local churches and in the universal church, our great commitment to faith and our love for Jesus Christ. So
now, could you share with us some of what's going to be happening during the weekend of the closing ceremony of the Year of Faith? I mean, one of the highlights has to do with the exposition of the relics of St. Peter.
Right.
Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Before I get into that, though, let me just speak about the Day for the Contemplative Life as well, just very briefly, because this is a very important moment to the Year of Faith as well. Pope Pius XII in 1953 had dedicated November 21st to the day called Pro Orantibus, that this would be a reoccurrence every year to really celebrate the great vocation of the contemplative life, that the women and men around the world in the monasteries that each day offer their prayers for the church and for the world. And so to symbolize the importance of the contemplative life and the importance of prayer, as well as the active life, Pope Francis will be going to the Commandolis Monastery of San Antonio Abate here in Rome, and he will be leading the Commandolis sisters in Vespers and then in Eucharistic adoration. And so what we're doing is we're sending out information to all the cloistered monasteries around the world, and it'd be beautiful that at a certain time, as in unison with the Holy Father here in Rome, to maybe offer that spiritual unity of prayer. But this will be a beautiful, beautiful sign to all the world of the importance, the necessity of prayer in the new evangelization. So that'll be on November 21st. And then on the weekend of November 23rd and 24th, to start on Saturday afternoon, early evening on November 23rd, there'll be a gathering of catechumens with Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica. And so this is going to be a gathering of those who are preparing to receive the sacraments of initiation, especially the sacrament of baptism. And this is such another beautiful symbolic way to end the year of faith, to recognize the fact that although the year of faith comes to an official end on Sunday, what continues is the commitment of every Christian to respond daily to the Lord Jesus, who calls us to be his disciples, sent out into the world to announce the gospel and to bear witness to the joy of a life lived in faith. And so the Holy Father, well, first of all, there'll be the Liturgy of the Word. Then the Holy Father will share his catechesis with all of us, with all the catechumens, with all their catechists and those who will be with them. And it will be a catechesis on the Gospel of John 1:35-42, which is, of course, the calling of the first disciples. And then with a chosen group of the catechumens, Pope Francis will celebrate the rite of acceptance into the order of catechumens for some of those catechumens. So this will be a beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday morning at 10:30 in the piazza, there will be Holy Mass to officially bring the year of faith to a close. And they're just two very beautifully symbolic moments that I'd like to speak about that are so important that will take place during Holy Mass. The first is that Pope Francis will give to the Church and the world the gift of his apostolic exhortation. And then another very important moment, of course, will be the exposition for the first time of the relics that tradition recognizes as those of the Apostle Peter, the one who gave his life for the Lord. And this is just such a powerfully symbolic way to end the year of faith. As Archbishop Rino Fisichella has said, that it's a unique epilogue to the year of faith, because this year of faith has been marked in particular by the profession of faith that has been made by millions of pilgrims at the tomb of the Apostle Peter. And the whole purpose of the year of faith was to reawaken the faith of the first Christians in the hearts of present day and contemporary Christians. And so this final culminating sign is so very important, for it'll confirm once again that the door for the encounter with Christ is always open and awaits to be crossed with that very same passion and enthusiasm and the very same conviction of the very first believers. For we need that very same conviction that St. Peter had and the other martyrs of the early church had as we go forward untiringly with that same conviction that was reassured by the contemplation and the encounter with the person and the face of Christ.